Happy June 9th. This is Mary DeMuth, and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray through the Bible verse by verse. We're going to make our way through Psalm 78, but we're going to have to take some time to do so because it is a long one. So for the next 3 days, we will be walking through Psalm 78. Today, verses 1 through 25. Tomorrow, verses 26 through 50. And then the next day, verses 51 through 72. So this is in the Christian Standard Bible, and Psalm 78, 1 through 25 says this: My people, hear my instruction. Listen to the words from my mouth. I will declare wise sayings. I will speak mysteries from the past, things we have heard and known, and that our ancestors have passed down to us. We will not hide them from their children, but will tell a future generation the praiseworthy acts of the Lord, his might, and the wondrous works he has performed. He has established a testimony in Jacob and set up a law in Israel, which he commanded to our ancestors to teach to their children, so that a future generation, children yet to be born, might know. They were to rise and tell their children, so that they might put their confidence in God and not forget God's works, but keep his commands. Then they would not be like their ancestors, a stubborn and rebellious generation, a generation whose heart was not loyal and whose spirit was not faithful to God. The Ephraimite archers turned back on the day of battle. They did not keep God's covenant and refused to live by his law. They forgot what he had done, the wondrous works he had shown them. He worked wonders in the sight of their ancestors in the land of Egypt, the territory of Zoan. He split the sea and brought them across. The water stood firm like a wall. He led them with a cloud by day and with a fiery light throughout the night. He split rocks in the wilderness and gave them drink as abundant as the depths. He brought streams out of the stone and made water flow down like rivers. But they continued to sin against him, rebelling in the desert against the Most High. They deliberately tested God, demanding the food they craved. They spoke against God, saying, Is God able to provide food in the wilderness? Look, he struck the rock and water gushed out. Torrents overflowed. But can he also provide bread or furnish meat for his people? Therefore, the Lord heard and became furious. Then fire broke out against Jacob, and anger flared up against Israel because they did not believe God or rely on his salvation. He gave a command to the clouds above and opened the doors of heaven. He rained manna for them to eat. He gave them grain from heaven. People ate the bread of angels. He sent them an abundant supply of food. Mind if I pray for you? Lord, as I read this, I realize just how much you love us, and how much you've provided for us, and how faithful you've been to us throughout all generations, how greatly you have cared for us. And so many times we can take our eyes off your goodness and then place them on our want or our lack and use that as evidence against you. But Lord, the truth is, when I am full of gratitude, when I am grateful, when I understand your abundance, then I have the joy of the Lord. And so, Lord, instead of looking at our lack today, I pray that you would empower us to look at the ways you've been faithful to us throughout our lives. You have been our provider. You have rescued us from the domain of darkness and brought us into your marvelous light. You have taken us off the slippery slope of our own selfishness, and you've placed us on a firm foundation, a rock that cannot be moved. You have forgiven our sins, and you have brought us into a place of abundant relationship. You have taken away shame. You have taken away sin. You have taken away condemnation. You have promised that there is therefore now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. You have provided family. You have provided the church. You have provided fellowship. You have provided relationships. And you have provided everything. You are Jehovah Jireh, our provider. And so, Lord, we thank you for that today. And help us not to be like the Israelites who were stubborn and chose to forget the great deeds that you have done. Today, may it be a day that we count our blessings and thank you for them, because you are so good. You're so strong. You're so capable. You're so mighty. You're so beautiful. And Lord, I pray today would be a day we just relish your beauty, your presence, and your power. We love you. We worship you with everything inside of us. I pray all of this in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you so much for listening to Pray Every Day. If you want to help support the podcast, you can go to patreon.com/prayeveryday. There's lots of different levels there that you can support the podcast at. And thank you to all of you who do that. It really helps keep the podcast on. It pays William, who does all the engineering, because I just would not be able to do that. And it also helps out with Kristen, who does a lot of behind the scenes help for me in this podcast. So thank you for supplying their needs and for the needs of this podcast. I appreciate you.